The ceremony of declaring Jesus Christ the King of Poland, attended by Poland's president, several MPs, and thousands of believers, marked the end of the Catholic Church's Year of Mercy in 2016. The idea of enthronement of Christ originally came from a nurse, mystic, and now servant of God, Rosalia Celakowna, who had a vision that foresaw Poland's imminent demise if Jesus Christ would not be crowned its king. Rosalia heard a terrible bang. She saw the globe crack. An enormous fire broke out, and disgusting lava flew out as if from a volcano, completely destroying all countries which had not recognized Christ. She saw Germany destroyed, as well as other Western European countries. Filled with fear, Rosalia turned to the person, or supposedly her guardian angel, who then told her not to fear, as he placed his hands on her shoulders. Rosalia had asked him if it was the end of the world, to which the unidentified person said, "This is not the end of the world or hell, but a horrible war which shall complete the destruction." The Polish borders were left inviolate, and Poland persevered. The unknown person also said to her, "Countries under Christ's reign and subjected to the power of his Sacred Heart shall become extremely powerful, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Rosalia Celakowna was born in Poland, in Jachówka, in Podal, in the Archdiocese of Krakow, on the 19th of September, 1901. She was the first of eight children of Tomasz and Joanna. Rosalia's parents were smallholders and supported themselves mainly by working on their own land. They took great care of the religious upbringing of their children. In this family, the Holy Sacraments were received regularly. Rosalia's piety was most influenced by her mother Joanna, who dedicated all of her children to the Blessed Virgin Mary before they were born. She awakened in Rosalia a love for the Eucharistic Lord Jesus. She taught her to see the Lord Jesus in the poor and those asking for alms. At the age of seven, Rosalia, in accordance with custom, went to confession for the first time. And after 3 years of preparations, she received the first Holy Communion. That day was a great experience for Rosalia. Rosalia experienced her first mystical encounters with Christ at the age of six. A year later, according to her memoirs, the Savior called her to trust him completely. From that time on, he often spoke to her soul. At certain times, she heard his voice almost every day. In 1914, after 6 years of study, she graduated from primary school with very good results. Unfortunately, her parents were unable to finance her further education, and so for the next few years, she stayed at home, helping her parents on the farm. Towards the end of World War I, Rosalia decided to make a private vow of chastity, and she did so before the statue of Our Lady Immaculate. In 1919, by the grace of God, she experienced terrible spiritual suffering, a so-called dark night of the soul which lasted 6 years. It was a time of great spiritual suffering which was necessary in order to move her along the road of maturing in love. Rosalia felt strong temptations which drew her away from faith, chastity, and humility. She thought God had rejected her. All the possible temptations that one can imagine beset her. When the attacks by the forces of evil reached their greatest intensity, Rosalia would drop to her knees and beg God for mercy. Despite this extremely trying time for her, she never neglected prayer or her duties. In 1922, she went on foot to the shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa to ask for the grace of knowing what her way in life was to be. Upon her return, she was certain that God called her to leave her family home and take up residence in Krakow. In August of 1924, Rosalia moved there. It was a very difficult period for her. She suffered from many painful attacks by evil spirits, which was made worse by her confessor's lack of understanding of her spiritual state. The height of Rosalia's spiritual suffering came when she had a vision of hell. In this vision, she felt as if she was tumbling into the abyss of hell. Before her soul, horrible scenes and crimes appeared. The roaring and howling of devils were so piercing that no human mind can imagine. A huge number of devils threw souls into the abyss by the score with truly satanic joy, seemingly competing with each other to see who would bring in the most souls. The devils tormented them according to their sins, but most were damned for sins against the 6th and 9th commandments, followed by such sins as murders and hatred. Right after this frightening experience of hell, Rosalia's soul was taken to heaven. There prevailed such a feeling of love and happiness, which she had never experienced before. She heard an inner voice saying, "Sainthood is love. The soul will achieve supreme perfection when it comes to love God the most passionately." In August of 1924, Rosalia moved to Krakow. Living with a friend, an older nurse, she wondered about her future life. She dreamt of joining a convent, but her repeated requests to be accepted into contemplative orders were met with unwillingness due to the lack of places. At the beginning of 1925, she started working as a nurse in the surgical ward at the St. Lazarus Hospital in Krakow. After a month, she was transferred to a disease ward. There, the young, innocent girl was forced to associate with vulgar, often blaspheming prostitutes. She began to wonder if this really was a place she should stay for a long time. Although she heard the voice of Christ during prayer tell her, "There is a place in the hospital which I have destined for you." Hard work and scruples meant that after talking to her confessor, she decided to join the Poor Clares. It would seem that a convent would be the ideal place for someone chosen by God to live. However, Rosalia did not feel good there. Eventually, her health deteriorated. It was considered that her body was too weak to cope with the hardships of monastic life. On the advice of a confessor, Rosalia returned to St. Lazarus Hospital. After some time, she moved to the ophthalmology clinic. However, the Lord Jesus made her feel that she should return to the disease ward. Although this involved worsening working conditions and lower pay, Rosalia was obedient to the will of the Savior, who told her, "You are to work in this place to make amends for these terrible sins and to comfort my divine heart. I want to have you here." She gave it her all at work. She was also valued for caring not only for the bodies of her patients, but also for their souls. The converted prostitutes began to call her beloved Rosalia and even mother. They prayed with her, sang pious songs, and took the sacrament of penance. It is significant that during her 20 years of work in the hospital, no patient died during her shifts who had not been reconciled with God beforehand. Shortly before the outbreak of World War II, Christ entrusted her with another task: to convey to the hierarchy of the Polish Church the message that the will of the Son of God is for him to be solemnly proclaimed King of Poland. The enthronement should have been accompanied by the conversions of all Poles. Our Lord told her, "Only a complete spiritual rebirth and submission to the rule of my heart can save not only Poland, but also other nations from total destruction." Rosalia conveyed the will of the Lord Jesus to the then Primate Cardinal, August Lund. Unfortunately, despite his goodwill, the whole matter dragged on as the Cardinal wanted to be certain that Rosalia's mysticism was authentic. Despite Christ's urging, the enthronement was not carried out before 1939 and the fall of the Second Polish Republic. After the Germans occupied Krakow, Rosalia continued to work in the hospital. Hard work and difficult living conditions during the occupation, and finally illness, systematically destroyed her body. The servant of God passed away on September the 13th, 1944. Venerable Rosalia Celakovna, pray for us.